This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here on the beautiful island of Kauai. And look who we have in the studio lounge, a dear friend of the show, Mr. Andy Keeney. Andy, how are you? Great to see you again.
It's wonderful to see you, Mike. I'm thrilled that we've been able to get together.
I know.
I've always watched your company grow.
Well, thank you.
And it's been so successful. And then the kids growing up.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I never met your wife. You always write her up as a gorgeous wife.
She's very gorgeous. She is. Yes, she is.
I've got five kids. I'm the oldest of five, so I can connect with the challenges that you must have of trying to pay the bills and keep everybody happy.
Oh, yes.
And all the kids have different personalities, so...
Every day is an adventure, yes, as you well know. So, I thank you for the kind words, and you've been a friend to us since almost the very beginning. So I want to do a quick catch-up. What have you been up to since your retirement? I apologize, I can't remember the law firm that you were at.
What was it? Kaufman & Knowles.
That's right.
Headquartered in Norfolk, Virginia.
Right, right.
I retired in January of 2019, mm-hmm. and then COVID hit. So I did a lot of gardening. I did a lot of Zoom calls, and I'm semi-retired now. I'm very much involved with credit unions. I wake up every morning looking to see what you're broadcasting that day.
Oh, thank you.
And then read the various publications. That's the way I spend my morning. The love of credit unions continues. I've been representing credit unions for over 47 years.
Good grief.
So I was there before share drafts, before the internet, obviously, before share drafts.
Yeah.
So things have changed.
A little bit. So tell us about your now working with AB&B Credit Union, and give us an update on that. How are you working with them, and how are they doing?
They're doing great, thank you. The AB&B is a almost a billion-dollar credit union. Headquartered in Hampton Roads, Virginia, which is the lower part of Virginia. From Virginia Beach to Williamsburg is their field of membership, and also northeastern North Carolina. There are plans to expand the field of membership further. I've been on the board, I filled a vacant seat. I've been on the board for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm criticized for asking too many questions.
Nothing wrong with that.
Of course, here at the conference, A chairman of a board of a $5 billion credit union, I was getting to know, and he says, Andy, he says, it's the quality of the questions, not how many you ask. He said, so keep up the good work. and this is the first time I've attended a Nakuma conference. I've spoken at several Nakuma conferences. You and I spent time over many years talking about the needs of credit unions, the future of credit unions, and often I was a speaker at everything from NAFU conferences to CUNA to CUES to Nakuma to leagues, and I always felt that you could help credit unions learn about things that are in the future, and that's the benefit I'm learning here, things that may be in the future.
Right, right. Yeah, you were one of the few that we were on. I facilitated a panel on Sunday. It dealt with cryptocurrency, the metaverse, AI, you name it, with all the latest buzzwords that are going on right now. It's very informative. We had a great panel. But you were the only person at the end where there was audience Q&A, but you actually stumped the panel with your question. Everybody else who asked questions, they had a great answer right back, and then when it was time for you to ask your question, Andy, you stumped them, and you were like, do you want to take that question? Do you want to? it was
just
great. They finally came around and answered
it. They just needed time to think about it.
Exactly.
But I'm now, as a board member, learning about the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We have to approve a budget this month or next month.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned as a retiree, I'm concerned as an American, I'm concerned as a board member, what next year is going to be like. I mean, the stock market has been crazy, and so all these wonderful things they were promoting, we may not have enough money to do all
right,
that.
Right, right.
And they were diplomatic in the way they responded.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. So, but yeah, but it's out there. And yeah, we definitely, at the very least, we got to pay attention to it. So don't want to be left behind for sure. So in your years of experience and stuff, I mean, have you ever seen a time like this? Because obviously the credit union industry has weathered many storms. We've, you know, seen our ups and our downs, but what are, I want to get your thoughts based on your experience over the years of what's happening right now with the in the marketplace. Again, obviously with like cryptocurrency and you know, the metaverse, all that type of stuff, and then even mortgage, the mortgage lending market right now, and so many other things. There's just, it seems like we're in kind of a storm right
now. We are.
And with the possible recession happening next year, oh my gosh! So have you seen any times like this before?
You bet. Well, living in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. We call them hurricanes,
yes,
not storms, but and there's been water under the house on more than one occasion. We go in peaks and valleys, and I think that the benefit for this storm, if we want to call it that, will be trade unions working together. There's sharing of information, which is what the panel said. Hey, call us with your further questions. We'll help you along the way.
Sure.
You don't have to use all these vendors, but get educated.
Right.
The other benefit is that automation. I mean, we never had CU broadcast 10 years ago or 12 years ago.
Right. Right.
And now I think we can learn more by just taking time every day and making that part of your routine. Of learning what other credit unions are doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a constant topic about mergers and the big getting bigger. I would love to see some of the big credit unions help the smaller credit unions. You don't have to have an acquisition.
Exactly. Instead of merging, maybe they
merging.
Should. They should help
or some a credit union that's merged could still stand alone. NCUA allows you to have separate, one set of books, but basically a division of ABC.
Mm-hmm.
That would help. I, as a credit union lawyer, I'm always concerned about litigation. I think that we need to be careful of, in this pending storm, board liability. If a loan is denied, the first thing a member's going to do is sign up a lawsuit and say, we're coming after you. So I think that we need to be careful. There's a lot of press and a lot of talk about fees, overdraft fees, and...
Like eliminating them?
Eliminating them.
Yeah.
Where do you supplement the fee income? But what do you? What happens if you don't eliminate fees and you're sued? And litigation is not fun.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I handled for Penn Fed when I was their in-house general counsel the first sexual harassment lawsuit against the credit union executive in the nation. And it was a 2-day trial. Penn Fed prevailed.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't take anything for granted.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, these are very interesting times where we are living in. So how has this conference, I mean, what are some of the expectations or even some of the takeaways that you want to take back to AB&B on a Monday morning, so to speak?
Monday morning. It almost will be Monday morning by the time I get back. The fact that there are so many programs that you can use to find out more about the member. I was fascinated, and I want ABNB to look into it further, where you can track for your members if they've got a SureDraft account and they're writing checks to Bank of America. You can track that through your ACH to find out where they're spending their money and do a better job marketing. We try to broaden our advertising across the board, but I think target marketing will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to take back is these Gen Z's. I mean, I have a son who has used credit unions for car loans, but when it comes down to it, he uses one of these branchless banks and says he can handle it that way. And
yeah.
I thought, are they even insured? Well, Dad, I don't know, but
oh gosh.
You know.
That's a little scary.
It is a little scary, but you know, you raise them, you push them out the door, you enjoy the grandkids, and you sit back and you hope it all comes
exactly.
together.
But that stuff is so convenient though, Andy. I'm glad you brought that up, because the neobanks, as they're called, or whatever terminology you want to use, is there, the convenience is just overriding everything, it seems, you know. And so people maybe of the younger generations who can do everything on this, you know,
yes.
are really kind of gravitating toward that. So yeah, it's very interesting out there right now.
They haven't covered it here, and maybe it's because it's too new, but our biggest competitor is really community banks. And community banks have advisory boards.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually pay their board for giving them advice, and they're usually big business people
mm-hmm.
and all that. We obviously can't do that.
Yeah.
But ABNB has now implemented a program of advisory councils. So once every quarter, they'll have a couple business leaders
mm-hmm.
have dinner with the chairman of the board or with the CEO
mm-hmm.
and share ideas
yeah.
about what's happening in the region. And I think it works two ways. One is the business leaders educated more about that great union,
mm-hmm.
And in particular ABNB, or the credit union learns more about what's happening in the region,
mm-hmm.
and they can do a better job of serving members as well as potential members.
Great idea.
So that was. It took me a while to encourage the board to look into it, and then they had to deal with all that legal stuff.
Well, you can take care of that, Andy.
No, I don't practice law when I'm on the board.
Or you can offer some advice or something like that.
I do on more than one occasion.
I bet you do. Well, cool. Anything else here? I could talk to you all day, Andy.
I agree.
I know you want to go get breakfast and stuff, but
I just want to thank you, Mike, for the time. I want to continue to support you all I can.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been great for credit unions.
Thank you.
And everyone should enjoy their coffee with their watching their latest podcast
yeah.
and see you broadcast, and then contact you if they need more information.
Got it. We're here for you guys for sure. And Andy, I just want to say thank you to you for your support over the years. You've been there almost from the beginning, and you've just been a huge supporter of us. So you are certainly a dear, dear friend to the show and to me as well. So I've looked up to you for many years. So thank you so much.
So
and it's great, so great to see you again
in person.
I was so excited to see you on the attendee list. Oh my gosh, Andy's going to be there. Yes. So I'm very excited to see you again. So yeah, thank you so much for everything that you do, that you continue to do for the industry as well. So
my pleasure.
Appreciate it. All righty.
My pleasure.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Andy Keeney. Well done, sir.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so great to see you again.
I agree. I love it.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.